well, anything is the reverse word. Oh, you mean in terms of like what they do as a as they program? You know, like sort of like the attribute.
Know. Make it up.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, like what makes a VB a great VB program? I mean, I think that the thing I like about a VB the best, and the thing that makes me like the VB customers the best, is that, and I don't know if this is really going to answer your question, but is that one? I think the philosophy you have a lot of times is sort of an anti-dogmatic, you know, take on things. It's like, you know, it's sort of like we're not rabbing anything. It's like, you know, the most important thing is to be able to get the things you need to do done and to make it easy, you know, to basically enable you, like to make a really great tool and not impose a lot of like, you know, dogma, you should do things this way, and, you know. And so I think the great thing about VB is it's very flexible, and our programmers are very flexible. And that's what's so great is that, you know, I mean, it's like you were telling me the story of the, you know, the mechanic who wrote the CRM application. It's like, you know, he was getting something done, and it wasn't like he didn't care about whether, you know, architecturally it was perfect or, you know, how CRM apps should be built. It's all about like building things, which I think is really, in a lot of ways, it's sort of the primal. All right, now I'm going to go woo woo. You know, it's like that primal instinct. You know, it's like the reason why people play with blocks and Legos. It's like, I'm just going to put these things together and see what I can build. And like, you know, rather than, you know, having the grand vision and, you know, sketching it all out and that kind of thing. And so I think that's the thing that, you know, really makes it a lot of fun to work on VB. It makes programmers there, you know, it makes it fun to work with our customers.
On the other hand, what are a few things, maybe five things that you mistakes that you see VB programmers making?
Yeah.
Since you
well, not being dogmatic enough. No. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I'm sorry, you were, I cut you off there.
No. I was just thinking that you obviously look at a lot of VB apps that customers write.
Right? Sure.
You have MVPs come through here, and they show you stuff. You meet with customers in the Building 20, you know, that kind of stuff.
Right.
So I'm sure you've seen a lot of VB apps, and some of them could be improved.
Right, well, yeah.
So I wonder,
From
the heart of Redmond, right?
What are the things to don't do or don't avoid?
To think about, you know, when you're developing a VB app.
Well, you know, I mean, the good news is a lot of times it's like, a lot of times when people make mistakes, it's like, you know, I think of it as our failure. So it's like, oh, you know, they don't understand how this works, you know, like overloads versus shadows, and nobody understands how that works. And that's just our fault. It was a mistake, you know, kind of how we approached the problem. But, I think the rap, every stereotype has an element of truth. And the truth is, it's like we do make it so easy that it is possible to go way off without really, I mean, there's sort of the, without thinking about it, because when I was, before I came to Microsoft, I spent a couple of summers teaching programming to high school students, gifted high school students, in Turbo Pascal, actually. You know, there was that sorting that the kids would do, and the two groups, the kids who, you know, sort of would think about it and work on it, and then there were the hackers in the bad sense, where they would, if it didn't work, they would just bang on it, change things randomly around. And, you know, that is, you know, it is a downside to VB. We make it so easy, you know, it's like you could just, oh, I hit this exception, I'm just going to start fiddling with my code and not understanding, you know. I think that, I mean, I see that even within Microsoft, you know, C++ programmers work on the team, you know, sometimes that is, you know, what will distinguish one programmer from another is it's like when something happens or when I'm working on something, it's like, am I thinking about it? Do I, you know, do I kind of, wandering off into incoherence, but
Boyd over on the Xbox Live team talked about what one of his developers who was way above everybody else, and he says he writes unit tests, you know.
Right.
In other words, he thinks about the whole system before he even starts writing code, and then he writes things that he writes testing. You know, he writes his tests, and he thinks about testing.
Right.
So he turns over bug, you know, relatively bug-free code.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's although it's even more, it's like everybody's methodology is different. Like, some people are really good at that. I think I wrote one time in a weblog or something, or an interview, I was saying, you know, what do I hate more than anything else is testing. Like, you know, I mean, it's good. I do it because I have to, but, you know, oh, my God, it drives me nuts. And it's, you know, and so I, like, my methodology is, like, a little different in terms of, you know, how I approach it and how I like it. But I think the most important thing is to have a sense of curiosity, you know, to, like, to think about, essentially to think about what you're doing. And so, like, this developer in Xbox, you know, he thinks about, you know, okay, here's this function, and how am I going to make sure it works right? And, you know, then he goes and does his unit tests and that kind of thing. And, I mean, I think that...
Or Joel Spolsky. I'm reading Joel Spolsky's new book that came out. And he says you should write specs.
Right, right. Everybody's got their thing, yeah.
And he has a very specific methodology for writing specs so that you really think through the user interaction from a user standpoint, not a programmer interaction.
Right.
And it's very interesting and a compelling argument. So it's, it'll be interesting to see how the webloggers react to this book when more people get
it out there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that I was reading somebody talking about, they were talking about debugging or something like that, and they said something that I was really resonated, because when I, back in the old days when I did a lot more development, you know, I was consistently like the top bug fixer for a couple of years in my group. And the key was, it's like, the key with debugging was not, 90% of it was putting the breakpoint in the right place. Like, that was it. You know, it was like, as long as you knew where to put the breakpoint, then it's like you could fix bugs so much more quickly. And, but that required, you know, you kind of had to stop and think, okay, you know, where would I want to put a breakpoint to catch this problem in action? And, you know, I would work sometimes with other people, and it would be sort of, I'm just going to step, you know, and maybe it's going to take me longer to figure it out. And it is that kind of thing where it's like, you know, VB is about, like, just going. Let's go. But then also the best, I think, you know, the mistake sometimes to make is at some points you have to stop. And that's part of where the iterations in iterative development come from, is you go, and then you stop and you go, okay, where am I now? What am I doing? How is this going? And then maybe, you know, sometimes you throw it all out and go, all right, I learned my lesson on this one. Let's do it again. And, you know, I always remember the stories, I guess, from the early days of id with their Quake engine. You know, they used to just write an engine, and then they would throw it out and start over again. You know, it's just like, just keep, you know, throwing it out. But each time you think about what you're doing, and it's like, okay, what are the lessons? Learning, you know, I guess. So.